couple of years after first meeting Forrest at a Philadelphia Society meeting, I talked our college, or Hillsdale College president, out of a few thousand bucks to bring to campus a dozen or so conservative historians. Just to be able to converse together for once outside the hostile environments of so-called professional organizations. You would recognize some of the names of the people who came: George Nash, Burton Folsom, Paul Gottfried, Frank Annunziata, and on and on. We were all young then. We were all young. And Forrest talked to us. And we went into a back room of our conference center, and we sat where there was a lamp over Forrest's head. And we gathered around, and we sat at the rabbi's feet, and he told us in a quiet voice how battles went, how difficult times had been, how the people put us in the back of the buses as we tried to cope with the professional organizations, how the very profession we loved so much that we could not bear to leave it had left us with only our minds and our hearts to do whatever we had to do to help get our country back. Oh, it was fine that night. It was fine. It was glorious. It was a patriot and a man showing us how to be patriots and men. And I've, since that night, honored that man in my heart. Now, Lenore has some things to say to you from another angle, which is even more interesting than what we've said so far. Lenore, come on up. It's right down there.